It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to a special edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC in the New York, New Jersey metro area and around the world at WABCBizRadio.com. This show is all about growing your business, being ambitious, getting ahead in today's world. We seek out C-level executives and business leaders from all types of industries and ask them the questions and tap into their brain knowledge and share it with you, the wonderful listeners of Mind Your Business here on 77 WABC. Well, I mentioned it's in the New York, New Jersey metro area. It actually, on a Sunday night, the signal goes all the way as far north as Boston, as far south as Baltimore, and as far west as Cleveland. But of course, on the internet, you could hear it around the world at WABCBizRadio.com. We have a very special guest, but before we get to our guest, a couple of thank yous from my team at Bottom Line Marketing Group. Pesach Trapper, the show's producer, who's behind every interview and put so much into it. Thank you. Meira Bauman, the show's content creator. Special thank you to her and the entire team at Bottom Line Marketing Group. Also, there were many stars on the team here at Strategic Coach who are behind this interview that you're going to be treated to in a moment, notably Corey Erickson and many others who deserve a special thank you for pulling this off. Well, we're going to get to our incredible guest, and tonight's guest is Julia Waller. And I'm actually coming to you live from a studio in Toronto, Canada. And Julia Waller is a unique ability coach and specialist at the Strategic Coach Program. A few weeks ago, we had Dan Sullivan, the founder and president of Strategic Coach, and many of our listeners, we got great feedback on that. Many of our listeners have commented on that, and we touched briefly on the subject of unique ability. Tonight, you're going to be treated to an incredible show where you'll understand the concept of unique ability and possibly even how to figure out your unique ability with this incredible guest. Some more background about Julia Waller. She has been with Strategic Coach for nearly two decades. And at this point, she is the team leader at Strategic Coach, specifically focused on coaching entrepreneurs to understand their unique ability and how to understand the team around them in order so that they could be at their peak performance and be within their comfort zone in order to get ahead and be ambitious and not be frustrated with any impediments that come their way. She has written many books, and I'm actually holding in my hands right now this new release, Unique Ability 2.0 Discovery, which she also authored together with Catherine Numura. Did I pronounce that right?
Numura, that's
Numura,
right.
Okay. Julia Waller and Shannon Waller. I've read some of her previous books. They were really incredible. And I want to mention that there's a special offer to the listeners of Mind Your Business. Graciously, Shannon, Julia, the team at Strategic Coach, are giving away two copies of the Unique Ability 2.0 Discovery book. All you have to do is text 66866 and the word bottom line. Put it as one word without a space. Bottom line. Text it to 66866 and you'll automatically be entered into a drawing to win this book. If you're listening on a podcast, it still pays to do it. I'm not sure how long we'll keep this drawing alive, but certainly listeners that are tuned in this particular Sunday night, do it right away. If you're listening to the podcast, try it anyway. If it's still available, then you can get it. If not, you actually can get the book by going to uniqueability.com, uniqueability.com, and you can purchase the book and get more information that way. Well, stay tuned for an incredible hour of Mind Your Business where you'll discover your unique ability, increase your productivity, and maximize your effectiveness and satisfaction. With that intro, we give a warm welcome to Julia Waller. Julia, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks so much for having me today.
Well, it's an honor and a treat. And the listeners are going to be the real beneficiaries of this show tonight here on Mind Your Business on 77 WABC. Well, Julia, we're going to pop the question right here. What is unique ability?
Okay, so unique ability, you can talk about it in lots of different ways, so I'll give you a few ways to think about it. Unique ability is really the set of unique talents that you have, and it, the other key component of unique ability is it's your passion. So it's what you most care about achieving in this world. Now, we can describe it in lots of different ways, but what it is it's what you love to do and do best. Essentially. And there is this unique ability that you have, and then you take it and you apply it to lots of different activities in the world, both in your professional life, in your personal life. But it's really the description of who you are and what you bring in terms of talents and abilities and skills. It includes, it's a very integrated concept, so it includes your personality, how you do things, what you do and why you do it. And the more clear you can get about it, then the better your results that you can achieve.
So God actually hardwired us differently?
Absolutely. We're all different
and unique.
We're all the same in so many ways, right? Too, of course. But we are all unique. And sometimes we miss that uniqueness because we take for granted, first of all, one of the big things about unique ability is there's a sense of blindness that we don't even realize we have a unique ability. A lot of people, if you ask them, they say, oh, what I do isn't a big deal. You know, I'm pretty good at this, but other people can do the same as I can do. And I'll tell you right now, that's just not true. You have a special set of talents. And when you start to dig in underneath the surface a little bit and look beneath at some of the nuances of what you bring to the table, it's very unique and different than everybody else. I've met with hundreds and hundreds of people now, and I've never found anyone who's the same. There are some common themes for sure, but nobody out there in the whole world. I mean, it's really, if I ask you to go find someone just like you and I give you 25 years to do it, you're still not going to find anyone who's exactly the same as you are. We are all unique. We are each brought into this world, factory installed. A lot of this stuff, when we talk unique ability, we talk about what comes naturally to you. It's not something that you have to go and try and be someone else. And I think that's one of the beautiful things about unique ability is we're just trying to help everyone be their better self. So we're trying to help Julia be a better Julia and everybody be a better person for who they already are.
Now, first of all, if you're just tuning in, get ready for an incredible show. We are here in Toronto on location recording with Julia Waller. She's a specialist at understanding and uncovering a person, an entrepreneur's or an individual's unique ability and how they can harness it to their maximum potential. We also wanted to remind the listeners of Mind Your Business that there is a offer for a free book. She's actually giving away two separate copies of her newest book. This is a 200-plus page book. Diagrams, charts, everything for a person to understand their unique ability. It's called Unique Ability 2.0. All you have to do is send a text message with the word, bottom line, one word, 66866. 66866, just the word bottom line, and you're automatically entered into a drawing to receive this book. Well, Julia, is this a evolving concept, or is this something like you're doing this now 2 decades? Explain. We're fascinated, and we want to go through the breadth of the subject in the, I'm going to say, limited time, because an hour is not enough to cover a person's unique ability. But is this something over the last 10 years, have there been new dimensions to it? Have there been a new understanding to it?
Yeah, well, we started out 10 years ago. We wrote our first book, Unique Ability, Creating the Life You Want. And we thought, it's been 10 years. Let's go back and see how we can refresh it. We'll just put some new stories in. Mm-hmm. But as we started to rewrite the book, we realized how much has evolved. And the concept itself has stayed very consistent since Dan came up with it over 25 years ago. And Babs and Dan at our company, Strategic Coach, have been using and living with this concept for many, many years now. And that's how it's the cornerstone concept of our program. And so that has stayed a very consistent concept, but how we understand it and how we know how to use it has evolved. So when we rewrote the book and did our second book, it's actually turned into a series. We've got more books coming now.
Wow.
We're going to plan on
doing
one every year. That's right. The next one's going to be all about teamwork because, as you acknowledged your team at the beginning of this show, it takes a whole team of people, hopefully and ideally built up of people with their own natural unique abilities, to create a successful product and a successful event. So when we redid the book, really what's happened is we've gone more in depth with the process. We're better at explaining it. We've got better examples. And a big highlight of the second book is that it comes with an actual notebook. So what we do at Strategic Coach is it's a thinking school in a sense. It's a way to help you think differently about your business and about your life. Unique ability definitely applies to business. It's a very important key strategic focus for your business and a key strategy for success, like you're talking about maximizing your potential and your success and results. Mm-hmm. But it's also something that's going to help you have a better life in your personal life as well. So when you have the notebook, it's much more conducive to getting people to actually go through the process. Because, you know, we read these books and we think, well, I want to figure this out, but then we don't actually go through the process.
Right, it's theory. It's theory.
We're very practical, and I'm a very practical person. So the more you have the notebook and you just start asking yourself questions. That's really what we do at Strategic Coach. We ask great questions, just like you do in your radio interviews. And the whole process of going through the series of exercises is asking yourself questions and thinking about things in a new way with a unique ability perspective.
So I'm going to ask you the number one question. How important is it for someone really to understand their own unique ability?
Well, you're talking to someone who lives and breathes it. So I'm going to say, of course, it's very important. It's crucial. Can you live your life without knowing it? Absolutely. I would say most people do. Most people go about taking their own talents for granted, not really getting clarity, not having the self-awareness of what special talents they bring. They don't really know what they're on the planet for. I mean, there's lots of self-help books out there that talk about how do I figure out what my purpose is and what's my mission in this world and what am I here to do and how do I... A lot of people, we want to have a meaningful life. We want to have a meaningful contribution to other people. We want to create an impact. But you can live without that, obviously. But if you are the kind of person and a lot of, you know, all of our successful entrepreneurs that we work with, like you want to have more than that, right? You want to have, you want to create exponential results. Mm-hmm. You want to be freed up from that energy draining stuff that, you just procrastinate and you don't want to do. And you want to do more of what you love to do because that really, when we talk about business strategy, that is where you're going to get the biggest payback, the biggest results. You're going to attract better customers. You're going to have better opportunities. You're going to have more creativity. You're going to have more fun. You're going to have more freedom from the stuff that you don't like doing and freedom to do the stuff that you do love doing. So I think it's crucial. It's crucial for entrepreneurs to figure out what's your unique ability, because your unique ability is at the heart of your business, and then to surround yourself with unique abilities that complement yours and people who can do the stuff that you're not so good at, so you can free yourself up from that. And that's truly, there are studies done, that's where your best results definitely come from.
You're tuned to a special edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftless right here on 77 WABC and around the world at WABCBizRadio.com. Our guest is none other than Julia Waller, a specialist at understanding a person's unique ability and interpreting it for them and explaining it for them. And it's a lot more complex than we're making it out to be, but that's what we're going to dig in tonight's show here on Mind Your Business. The founder of Strategic Coach, where you share your talents with on a daily basis, Dan Sullivan, was a guest here on Mind Your Business a number of weeks ago. And he, I'm going to quote him, a very interesting note he said, and not on the show, but I've heard him say this other times. We are all disabled in one way, shape, or form, in some way or another. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, absolutely. So this whole concept of we're disabled and abled, it comes from actually, and Dan talks about in the foreword of the book, is that back in 1980, he was commissioned to do a study of the disabled across Canada by a member of parliament. So he went across Canada and interviewed, which is one of his amazing talents, is asking questions and interviewing people. And he interviewed all these disabled people. And what he discovered was that the people who focused on their strengths and built their lives around their abilities versus their disabilities were the ones who were the most successful. And as he was doing this process, he realized that, wow, you know what? I'm actually disabled in some ways too. You know, maybe we can't see those disabilities and they're not mm-hmm. physical, or we can't see them, right. But we all have these areas. So if we think about it in our lives, they're all parts, and I'll share a few of mine because we're all...
Remember, we're live on the air. If
that's
you have
right.
friends in New York, they're going to hear this.
That's fine. I think the part of it is acknowledging, and I feel confident acknowledging the areas I'm not good at because I know the areas where I am good at. And that comes from from having worked with Unique Ability over the years, which, by the way, when I started at Strategic Coach, I had no clue that I had a unique ability or what it was. So it was by being part of this culture and having Dan and Babs say, well, great, Julia, they knew I had a unique ability before I did. And then they helped me carve out a place where I could actually use that unique ability. So, I mean, just simple things like numbers, accounting. I used to have to do that as part of my job. I mean, people start talking spreadsheets and budgets and numbers. My eyes glaze over, right? And a lot of our entrepreneurs, they'll think, well, I should be a better project manager. I should be more organized. I should be better at following through on what I'm saying, on what I'm saying and doing. And really, that's almost an area of disability for them. And they've been beating themselves up for not being good at this for a long time, which is why some of our tools are good, because they help you stop doing that.
Yes.
And then they realize, well, actually, you know what? I have these other abilities where I'm really good at problem solving and innovating new concepts or asking incredible questions that draw out new insights. So I can let go of that other stuff, those areas of disability, mm-hmm. and then find someone else who actually loves doing that. And, you know, our accounting team loves working with the numbers. They love making sure it match up. They thrive on that. They come to work excited and happy to do that every day. Whereas for me, that was torture. So we all have those areas it's like a disability.
Wow. Now, can you talk us through the process of someone discovering and then the process of someone discovering their own unique ability?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, we go into it in great... I'm trying not to go into too much detail. We look at it in the book through two different angles. Okay. So I'll take you through the simpler way to do it first.
Mm-hmm.
So the simpler way is to really start... One of our tools is called the Activity Inventory. And you take a piece of paper out. We have them in the notebook. And you list all the activities that you do during a day.
I remember doing that for Strategic Coach. It was an eye-opener.
Right.
And of course, I'm looking at it. I'm like, oh my gosh, am I really putting time into that?
Exactly.
Yeah. You're saying, wow. That's the first thing that made me like... This is stupid.
It's a reality check.
It's
a reality check on how you're spending your time.
Yes.
And then we then look at your activities and we categorize them. And one of the categories is unique ability. And I'll go back to add to my definition of unique ability.
Mm-hmm.
So unique ability has four characteristics. Number one, you have a superior skill. So you're very, very good at it. And other people notice that you're good at it. It's not just made up in your mind. But you create extraordinary results when you do this, okay? The second is you have a passion for it. You love to do it. You just naturally are drawn to doing it because you get pleasure out of doing it. The third is it gives you energy. So when you're doing it, it gives you energy. There's fun, it's exciting,
mm-hmm.
and other people then also get energy from doing that,
mm-hmm.
from seeing you do it and being around you. And the last is there's a sense what you could always keep getting better and better. So there's a sense of never-ending improvement. And which is funny because you're already very good at it, but because you're so passionate about it and you have so much energy, it drives you to continually improve and improve. So we look at this list of activities that are taking up your time and
mm-hmm.
we say, okay, which ones meet those criteria? Which ones are unique ability activities? And then we have some other criteria too that we help you classify the others. And getting right down to those disabled ones, which
mm-hmm.
we call incompetent, where you experience failure, stress, conflict,
right.
frustration.
Stress,
you're terrible.
Yeah,
it's very stressful.
Right,
and even if you don't spend a lot of time doing them, they take up a lot of brain space sometimes. And so there's a lot of beating yourself up.
Right, grinding.
Grinding. And I mean, really, that you're not going to get exponential results when you're working on those types of activities. So that's where we take a really quick look at, and it's pretty simple. And then we really look at what percentage of time are you spending in your unique ability? And how do we then come up with an action plan to improve that? So that's a really simpler, kind of the light version way of getting into your unique ability. Then the other angle we take in the book is called the naming path. So we take you through a process to name and define your unique ability so you can come out and say, hey, my unique ability is blah, 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 blah. We actually whittle it down to one sentence, which is a process to get there. We have tools to help you get there because the language sometimes we just don't even, again, we take it so for granted and we don't have the words to describe it. We kind of have a sense of when we're doing it because we can feel that energy, but we don't know how to describe it. So then the other part of the process is we create what are called your 10 best habits, which describe the 10 key elements of your unique ability. And then we whittle it down into one sentence so that you've got basically by the end of the process, you have you on a page, we call it, because it's you on one page describing what you're all about on this planet, which is a pretty incredible thing to have, because now when you go forward, you know, for some people, you know, business owners, it's very freeing. It's very, very powerful filter for any new opportunities that they get involved in, any new relationships. You want to let your team know what your unique ability is, and then you want to help your team find out what their unique ability is, and then you want to start crafting the activities and the opportunities around those unique abilities.
Hmm. Now, one of the tools we're going to be talking about later in the program is the Colby tool, which was a great eye opener for me and my team. Can I ask you what is your unique ability?
Sure. Do you want to know my unique ability statement, or do you want to know my Colby, or tell me
both.
What you? Okay, both. So I'll give you my unique ability statement, since I was just talking about the you on a page, and there are lots of different elements. But my essentially what I'm all about, my unique ability is making meaningful connections that integrate the parts of a whole and create a path for people to grow and fully express who they are. So that may not mean anything to anyone else, but that means a lot to me. So the essence of it, making meaningful connections. So if I now look at all the activities I do, and the unique ability process is one, so unique ability process uses all of the elements of my unique ability, I'm helping people have a meaningful connection with their own talents and with their own selves and with their passion and what drives them. And then I help them have a path. I help them integrate all of this information about mm-hmm. themselves. And then I help them have a path, which is basically what this book is about. I'm a process person. I see processes everywhere. When you're talking, I look for the underlying processes. I'm looking for processes, paths. What are the step-by-steps? What are you doing in order to grow and fully express who you are? So to me, unique ability is the best thing I've ever seen to help you grow. And I want everyone to be able to express their true selves. I don't want you to have to try and be someone else. After all, everyone else is taken,
wow.
right?
The voice that you hear is that of Julia Waller. You're tuned to a special edition, I'd call it that, because this is really getting to the heart of how we're hardwired. We're here in a studio in Toronto, Canada. I'm here with Julia Waller, and you're tuned to 77 WABC, the Mind Your Business Show with Yitzhak Saftlis. Let me ask you, Julia, are there any industries from the business side of a person's unique ability? Are there any industries where it really doesn't make a difference what your own unique ability is?
You know, unique ability is a universal concept. We've worked with people from all different industries in our strategic coach program, and in all my experience, it applies to all industries. Now, some industries may not adopt the concept, and mm-hmm. some places don't have a culture that reinforces and supports it, and they say, hey, you know, Julia, here's your job description. You have to do everything on that list, whether it's my unique ability or not. So there are businesses and corporations and governments or whatever that maybe are not set up with a unique ability mindset. But there is absolutely no industry where it couldn't apply.
Now, I mentioned before about Colby. Could you explain a little bit about the Colby test and how it reveals a person's unique ability?
Absolutely. So it's a Colby index, and I'm going to say it's not a test just because people sort of get a little bit nervous when they hear it's a test, because it's not a
good
test.
Point.
You cannot fail. And there are no bad answers. There are no wrong answers. And it really does measure your natural striving instincts and what you do naturally when you're solving a problem or when you're taking an action. So I'm going to go back for a second, because a lot of people mix up Colby and think it's a personality profile, or they think it's something like that. So when psychological researchers have looked at three parts of the brain that we measure, and everybody's pretty much familiar with the IQ tests and the intellectual part of your knowledge and mm-hmm. your skills and what you know, right? Mm-hmm. Then there's the personality part of the brain. So that's the affective, your feelings, your emotions, what you prefer, your motivations. And there are a lot of personality profiles out there, like the Myers-Briggs and the DISC and that kind of thing. A lot of people have heard of those. Well, there's a third part of the mind that nobody else has studied other than Kathy Colby. K-O-L-B-E is her name, mm-hmm. if you want to look her up. But she's down in Phoenix, Arizona, and she's just brilliant. And she's devised this theory that we all have a way of doing things. So it's the how you do things that she measures in her profile. And she measures it in four different action modes. So there's the first one's called Fact Finder, and that's how you gather and gather information, okay, and store information. And the second is Follow Through. It's how you arrange and design. The third is quick start, and that's how you deal with change and uncertainty and risk, and we all do that differently. And the last is called implementer, and that's about how you deal with space and tangibles. So it's not about implementing, like following through on something, it's implementer in terms of implements. So you end up with these four numbers. It's very simple when you get your results. There's a lot of depth to it, but you can very quickly do this profile without taking blood, as
right?
you can say.
it's frighteningly accurate, I will say, from having done it and having my team members take the index. Very clever way of putting it, and it's true. It's not. It's there is no right or wrong. If you get a three out of, it's not 3 out of 10. The three is showing how you, but. Who am I to discuss this? I have Julia here. So.
You're totally right. The three is a strength. The three is just as much of a strength as the 10. Okay, it's a different strength. So, and we can talk about different examples. But when you get your numbers back, so I'm a 6833, which again won't mean that much. But there is a tagline, a natural advantage that goes with that. That's called a systems analyst. So, and it's true. When I look at everything, I'm analyzing the system, and that's another reason why I love unique ability, mm-hmm. because to me it maximizes the system. It has the best. It's going to create the best possible system that's going to create the most efficient, best results where everyone is the most fulfilled and satisfied. And I'm always looking at how systems could be better. I'm always organizing. So I'm an 8 on the follow through, which means I will initiate action in creating systems and processes. So the Unique Ability book is an outcome of my way of doing things on the Colby. And I am a 6 in Fact Finder, which means I need a certain amount of information. And I'm going to gather information before I go and make a decision or before I problem solve. Whereas other people, they actually don't need very much information at all. Dan Sullivan is a 2 in Fact Finder. So we joke around that he needs 2 pieces of information before he goes and does anything. You can only ask him 2 questions. I mean, it doesn't mean he doesn't know a lot. He's interested right. in and motivated and wants to learn. He's a huge history buff. He knows all about history and politics. But that's out of an interest. If he's making a decision or taking action, he really needs very little information before he goes forward. And I think one of the big things that after people do their Colby index is that they're very much freed up from thinking that they should do things differently than they're naturally doing them. And Kathy's done brain research saying that this is how your brain needs to operate in order for you to get your results. You actually, no matter how intelligent you are and how smart you are, she's done studies, and if you can't do things in your own natural way, people are actually dithering. They stop. They can't move. They're paralyzed almost because they're not able to do things in their own natural way. So it's fascinating, and it's incredible, and it's eye opening, and it's accurate. It's incredibly accurate. Her test retest reliability is +/-1. If you answer it honestly, and that's very key, obviously, and she has checks and balances for not fooling it. But if you answer it honestly, the key is if free to be myself, how would I act? And that's really key. So sometimes people get caught up in how circumstance and their people think they should be acting, and so they'll answer it, and it'll show up. Sometimes people are in what's called transition, where
right,
it doesn't give a true result right now, and you may be going through a transition
because
in your life.
It picks that up.
You're conflicted in some way, whether in through the role that you're in or in your life. You could be moving, having a baby, all sorts of different things can be put you into transition, and any one person's in transition at any time in their life. But it's fascinating. It's just incredible. And then once you also, a byproduct of seeing your own Colby is you realize, wow, my Colby's not the same as everybody else's.
Yeah.
You know, and isn't that great? Firstly, it sometimes points out some frustrations that you may have had with, you know, even in relationships. It's very good for marriages and partnerships and teamwork situations where you start to then allow, oh, that's how you do things? Okay, well, if I want to get your best results, I better let you do it that way. Let's align on our result and let's go away and do it in our own different ways, and then we'll meet again. And we have to figure out our teamwork around it, but at least that way we're getting to do things in our own natural way.
Before we go to a commercial break, just some quick notes on Colby testing and unique ability. First of all, a special shout out to Jonathan Gassman, JG, a good friend of mine, introduced me to Strategic Coach. I'm grateful for that and so many other things that he's done for me. He actually had a funny story. A couple of months ago, he hired someone. And, of course, every hire has to take a Colby test. And after like 2-3 weeks... he was just like, it was very frustrating for him and the person. And he confronted the person. He said, I'm just going to ask you a question. You took the Colby test. I'm looking at your numbers here. It doesn't match. So the person said, yeah, I was busy that day. I had someone else do it for me.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
Wow. So like, can you imagine?
Yeah. That, so
that's one way to fool the test, the profile. Get someone else to do it.
Yeah, but it will show. Don't send someone else to take your Colby test.
No.
It will show and be a very frustrating experience in a very short order.
And hiring is a big thing for entrepreneurs. So Colby has a whole process called the Colby Right Fit, where you take the you take someone's Colby of any potential candidates and you match it up against a profile that you do on the role. So you actually see if it's, you know, it's one thing to have a great talent, but you want to make sure it's a fit with the role that you're actually looking for. Sometimes people meet someone and they love their personality and they think, oh, this is a great person. They're going to be really fun to work with. And then they put them into the role and they don't have the natural talents to do it. So it's a really powerful hiring tool as well.
You know, another quick story is Mark Bodner. He's also in the Strategic Coach program. You can learn more about that by going to strategiccoach.com, strategiccoach.com. He's a wonderful entrepreneur, business owner, and he actually is, many people reach out to him for advice. He's a very gracious person, and he gives up his time for people that want to talk at an issue. But he tells them, I'll only meet with you if you take a Colby test, and I want to look at your Colby score, and then I'll meet with you. And I'm sorry, Colby test, Colby index. There you go. And it's fascinating. He said, then the conversation is a different conversation. He's able to give real advice and real perspective to the person, knowing how they're hardwired.
Absolutely. It's an amazing tool to use with your clients, just as you're describing. We use it with all of our clients. So when I immediately know someone's Colby, I know how much information to tell someone, even just on a basic level. And also, I know something about you just by looking at what those four numbers are. Now, in no means does it describe a person in any complete way, but it shows me how you're going to do things in your natural way, and it will help me work with you better. So it's a brilliant idea to do that before you meet with anyone. And we've had clients use that, and it sets you apart from other people too, because it's a whole tool that a lot of people don't know about it. We would love to get the word of Colby out to more people because it's such a valuable tool.
You're tuned to 77 WABC, the Mind Your Business program with Yitzhak Saftless. It's easy to connect with me. Probably Twitter is the simplest way also to find out who our upcoming guests will be. My Twitter handle is ysaftless, Y-S-A-F-T-L-A-S. And we always give a heads up already starting Thursday prior to a show on who our guests will be. We're going to take a short commercial break, but stay tuned for an incredible show. To understand your unique ability, we are here with Julia Waller from a studio in Toronto, Canada. Stay tuned.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your services and programs. It has to deliver just the right message, the right way, to make customers excited about what you offer and interested in working with you. Online, you have to be on the money to make the money. So go with the best. Website with Brains. Their experienced team will plan, write, design, and program a winning website that combines simplicity and flexibility with powerful features that will make you the king of content marketers. And they make it so easy. All of their websites are made with an easy, user-friendly interface. Website with Brains will have your new website up and running within 4 to 6 weeks. Take control of your online marketing today. Call Website with Brains for a free consultation and see how they can improve your online presence. 1-800-WEB-9018. That's 1-800-WEB-9018. Or visit them online at websitewithbrains.com.
Best Payroll delivers the affordable payroll solutions you need so that you can focus on your business. Today's payroll laws are complicated and constantly changing. Why should you have to worry about keeping yourself up to date with these details when you can rely on Best Payroll's fully bonded tax service to take care of it for you? Best Payroll has been managing the payroll needs of small to mid-sized companies across the country since 1989. Their experienced and dedicated professionals are committed to providing you with cost-effective payroll management solutions. Why spend your time, money, and effort handling your business's payroll when you could rely on Best Payroll to get the job done right at a price you can't beat? To learn more what Best Payroll can do for your company, dial 347-729-2355. That's 347-729-2355. Or visit bestpayroll.net. That's bestpayroll.net. Best Payroll, the experienced payroll professionals. author, radio host, and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis, has written the essential book for the success-driven, fast-paced professional. So, What's the Bottom Line? Is a must-read for marketing your business and building your personal brand. Former U.S. Congressman and media executive Bob Turner describes So, What's the Bottom Line? As a compass to guide the experienced executive or marketing novice through any step in planning or organizing a selling strategy. So, What's the Bottom Line? Is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. Get your copy today.
And we're back on 77 WABC. This is the Mind Your Business show here with Yitzhak Saflis and those tuned in around the world at WABCBizRadio.com, WABCBizRadio.com. In case you're just tuning in, well, we have great news for you. You'll be able to hear this entire show. It will be up on the podcast usually by the Tuesday following the show. We are here with Julia Waller at from the Strategic Coach Program. She is a worldwide recognized expert on the topic of unique ability, which is such an incredible subject. For the balance of the show, you will hear her great perspective on unique ability, but you could hear the entire show by going to WABCBizRadio.com, WABCBizRadio.com, and you'll see her face, her picture there. You click on it, and it will automatically take you to that podcast. Also, she was gracious enough to give away two copies of her book, Unique Ability 2.0 Discovery. All you have to do is text 66866 and put in the word bottom line. Do it as one word, bottom line. Text it to 66866, and you automatically enter into a drawing to receive the book, Unique Ability 2.0 Discovery. Well, Julia, another tool that I actually recently did at Strategic Coach is the Strengths Finder. What is that all about?
So the Strengths Finder assessment is another tool that we found is very synchronous with our concept of unique ability. It's developed by the Gallup organization, done over 40 years of research, and the founder and the father of positive psychology, Donald O. Clifton, was sort of the originator of the whole concept. And basically, it assesses your talents, your natural talents. It is one of those more, it is a personality affective profile, so different than the Colby, which is the cognitive profile. And it measures your potential strengths in 34 different themes. So again, it's a great profile. It's simple to fill out. And you come back, and if you do you can get all 34 if you want, but you can just get your top five strengths. So it will, based on how you answer, it will tell you what your top five strengths are and where you have the most potential to turn those into basically what they call near perfect performance. So you've got yours with your top five, I've got mine with my top five, and you start to read through and these five words are maximizer, strategic, competition. There are various four different kinds of strengths that it pulls out. Some are very strategic thinking strengths, some are influencing strengths, some are executing strengths, the people who really get things done, and some are relationship building strengths. So it's this amazing tool that you do. It's very accurate again when you read it, and you may not necessarily see it right away. And the same with the Colby. Sometimes people have to think about it for a minute, but then as soon as you start talking about it, and I just finished a whole training on Strengths Finder, and as soon as you start talking about it and seeing it in examples in your real life, it makes total sense. When I first saw mine, it made complete sense. I just hadn't realized it before.
Mm-hmm. So by taking the did we refer to this as a test?
It's Strengths Finder assessment is what
assessment,
I would call it.
Okay.
Yeah,
I don't get in trouble.
Again,
we're
cannot fail.
There is
no failing in any of these assessments or profiles.
How does, if I may ask, lately a lot of there's a lot of talk about emotional intelligence? Is that brought out through Colby, through Strengths Finder? If I may ask on that.
Yeah, so emotional intelligence, there's a whole bunch of other study on that. It's almost a separate topic to me. So I'm not sure how much I can really relate it to those two topics right now.
And we only have a limited amount of time, so we'll save that for a different time. In Inc. magazine, there was a recent article that discussed a concept very similar to unique ability. It talked about helping team members move from an I need to be the best mentality to an I want to be part of the best mindset. How can a business do that?
Yeah, so that's a little bit similar to our concept of starting with I have to do everything myself, and this concept of being a rugged individual, mm-hmm. where I have to be good at everything, right? To shifting to, hey, let's work as a team, and we can do this better together. So, I mean, really, by using the concept of unique ability is how you get there. And this is what we do with our strategic coach clients all the time, is we have people start to identify what is your area of unique ability, and you do the same with your team. And then you start to reorganize the tasks and activities in the organization around people's unique abilities. Obviously, you want to hire toward those unique abilities as well. You want to find that right fit and that right talent to come in and fit in with the vision that you have of your company and the goals that you're headed toward. And what you're all about in the world. So when you start getting people working in their unique ability, there's this incredible sense of synergy that happens where you're not saying, I need to do it myself and I need to do it better than everyone else. You want to be the expert in your area of unique ability, and then you appreciate and utilize the abilities of everyone else around you. So there's, I would say there's less competition that way. There's much more fun. There's much more collaboration. And because of that collaboration of natural passions and talents, and energy, there are, again, those potential for exponential results.
So here's a question I'm sure you're faced with day in and day out. On a Kolbe assessment or the Kolbe index, so if someone is a, let's say, in fact finder, you have two people on a team, one is a 2 and the other is an 8.
Yes.
Is that potentially a sign that there'll be friction or that they'll work better together?
Okay, so both are true. Both are true. So anything is, if there's more than, they used to say four numbers apart, but it's actually, they've changed it to 3 numbers apart. If you're more than 3 apart, there is a potential for conflict. Doesn't mean there's going to be, but because you operate so differently than that other person, there may be some conflict or friction that happens because you're just so wired so differently. But at the same time, you kind of need each other, right? The 2 fact finder needs the 8 fact finder if you're going to cover off all the bases. Now, what I would suggest for that kind of a difference is that you get aligned on whatever the result is that needs to be accomplished. Let's say you're working together on a project. You get aligned on the result, and then off you go in your separate directions because you're going to do things very differently. And then you circle back and connect again later. If the 8 fact finder tries to give all of the details and research and depth of analysis and understanding to the 2 fact finder, that's not going to work out very well. The 2 fact finder's eyes are going to glaze over into the back of their head. They're probably going to walk away. And the same thing, the 2 fact finder's not going to give enough information to that 8 fact finder. So by having the Kolbes initially, you're going to at least understand each other, and then you're going to be able to go off and the researcher can share their information with someone else. And the 2 fact finder, Dan's had this situation lots of times with our team members. You know, he wants you to go out and do your research and then bring it back. Tell him, you know, we had someone research a stereo system in our cafe one time.
Okay.
And he came back and wanted to share all of his research with Dan. Dan didn't want to hear all the details. he just said, listen, did you find a great stereo system? If you did, great, you did, great, buy it. You know, he was ready to just go. Let's just go. But he did trust the research. So you may not want to hear about it, but you trust other. And if I have someone who's got a long fact finder and I know they're engaged in what they're doing, then I go to them for their research and I can count on them.
Now, here's an interesting question. When we had Dan on Mind Your Business, so we spoke a lot about the impact filter. Do you find any type of correlation between any particular Kolbe index for someone who might find an impact filter more frustrating to fill out or more natural to fill out based on their Kolbe score?
You know, I don't know that it correlates exactly to Kolbe. I think a longer fact finder may fill in a more detailed version.
Okay.
And a shorter fact finder, for example, may not give as much detail. But I can't even say that because Dan's impact filters are fairly complete and thought through. And he's a 2 in fact finder. So again, it's how much information you need to before you make a decision. It's not necessarily how much information you're going to write down. Some people may be longer implementers. So the people who are much more spatial and physical, they're going to have a harder time even sitting in a room often and maybe filling out the exercises. I've had a case before where I've sat down and I've been someone's scribe and I've written down an impact filter for them because they were better at just thinking and letting someone else do the writing for them. So there may be other factors, but all of our tools and concepts are designed to be fairly simple at filling out. Mm-hmm. And some people do struggle with it more than others. Dan did create a fast filter, which is a short version. He's very good at shortcuts. That's his...
I'd love to see that.
A short follow through, okay. So which you also have.
Yes. I'm a 6383.
Yeah. Yeah, so the three and follow through is going to come up with shortcuts. You're okay. And Dan always is a brilliant guy at shortcuts, and he's got shortcuts around unique ability that he's devised, and shortcuts around impact filters and tools like that. So it's a faster filter, and people who want to just get the essence of it fast. If you're a bottom line person, like a long quick start, so a 7, 8, or 9, or 10 in quick start, like you and like Dan, then you may want to just get to the bottom line. But taking that time to fill out the impact filter, which is a thinking tool that helps you think through and sell yourself on your idea, basically. It's a great idea, thinker through. And then it's a huge communication tool for your team. Now, if you have long fact finders on your team, they may want to ask you more detail than you may initially give. So you want to create that space to help meet their needs of what they need. But the impact filter is just a key communication tool that we use.
You know, it's so fascinating, the concept of unique ability, which I was introduced to when I joined Strategic Coach. And when I recently released my book, in my preface, I wrote, the word bottom line usually refers to a monetary, what's the bottom line monetary. However, I'm going to quote a sentence I have over here. However, another primary reason that it's mentioned is in order to keep focus on a no-nonsense solution to the challenge at hand. And it's fascinating. Speaking with Julia Waller, I now understand it's the 8 in Quick Start, I'm hardwired.
Absolutely. And it's also, you have Strategic in your Strengths Finder, which I just learned, which is all about solutions. So when you talk about a bottom line solution, that's a very long Quick Start, innovative, finding alternative solutions, different ways to do things. And then you've also got a huge desire and ability to be able to see a path through chaos that other people can't see.
And I enjoy that.
And you love it. Again, that goes back to the passion component of unique ability. You do it naturally. You want to do more of it, right? You want to keep getting better at it. You're already amazing at it. And then you want to keep just developing that and honing that and doing that with more and higher level people and solving higher level challenges.
If you're just tuned in, again, the good news, there's such a thing called a podcast for anyone that's living under a rock. It will be up by Tuesday, this entire show, this incredible treat that... Julia Waller has given of her time graciously for the listeners of Mind Your Business. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned to Mind Your Business here on 77 WABC.
Best Payroll delivers the affordable payroll solutions you need so that you could focus on your business. Today's payroll laws are complicated and constantly changing. Why should you have to worry about keeping yourself up to date with these details when you can rely on Best Payroll's fully bonded tax service to take care of it for you? Best Payroll has been managing the payroll needs of small to mid-sized companies across the country since 1989. Their experienced and dedicated professionals are committed to providing you with cost-effective payroll management solutions. Why spend your time, money, and effort handling your business's payroll when you could rely on Best Payroll to get the job done right at a price you can't beat? To learn more what Best Payroll can do for your company, dial 347-729-2355. That's 347-729-2355. Or visit bestpayroll.net. That's bestpayroll.net. Best Payroll, the experienced payroll professionals.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your services and programs. It has to deliver just the right message, the right way, to make customers excited about what you offer and interested in working with you. Online, you have to be on the money to make the money. So go with the best, Website with Brains. Their experienced team will plan, write, design, and program a winning website that combines simplicity and flexibility with powerful features that will make you the king of content marketers. And they make it so easy. All of their websites are made with an easy, user-friendly interface. Website with Brains will have your new website up and running within 4 to 6 weeks. Take control of your online marketing today. Call Website with Brains for a free consultation and see how they can improve your online presence. 1-800-WEB-9018. That's 1-800-WEB-9018. or visit them online at websitewithbrains.com.
Author, radio host, and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis, has written the essential book for the success-driven, fast-paced professional. So, What's the Bottom Line? Is a must-read for marketing your business and building your personal brand. Former U.S. Congressman and media executive Bob Turner describes So, What's the Bottom Line? As a compass to guide the experienced executive or marketing novice through any step in planning or organizing a selling strategy. So, What's the Bottom Line? Is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. Get your copy today.
And we're back with the Mind Your Business program here on 77 WABC, the legendary 77 WABC, and around the world at WABCBizRadio.com. We are here in Toronto recording live with Julia Waller, a specialist on the concept and the topic of unique ability. We have only a few minutes left, but in the remaining few minutes, we are going to speak with Julia and find out how a person can understand and how important it is for Teamworks, the concept of unique ability. But first, just to mention, in case you're just tuning in, this will be available as a podcast by going to WABCBizRadio.com. Also, Julia was kind enough to allow that we have an offer for two books from her new release, Unique Ability 2.0 Discovery. This is an amazing 200-plus page book. Two lucky winners will receive it. All you have to do is send a text message to 66866 and just put in one word, bottom line. The word bottom line, because this is really about the bottom line. It will help you grow your business if you really understand your unique ability. So again, just send a text message to 66866, the word bottom line as one word, and you're automatically entered. Whether you're listening live on the air, of course, do it right away, or as a podcast. We're going to keep this going for some period of time. In the remaining minutes, a couple of more questions, Julia. And again, thank you for being with us here. Are there any exercises that teams can do to tap in and recognize each other's strengths?
Well, honestly, I would send you back to the Kolbe Index and the Strengths Finder, because those two tools right there, you get your five words, you get your four numbers. It's very simple, at least to see at a glance, and then to start to understand each other's unique ability. I would suggest that you have people go through the unique ability process. And if you come up with the U on a page, and it covers everything, it's got your Kolbe on it, it's your strength finder you can put on it, and it's got your series of 10 best habits along with your unique ability statement. And we have those posted all around our office. So you can actually go and see each other's unique ability. You can share it with each other on a team. You can share it with your team leader, your manager, to help understand where your growth is going to lie. So there are a lot of uses for those tools, but a lot of people, a lot of our clients, what they'll start out with is doing everyone's Kolbe or doing everyone's StrengthsFinder profile and using that as a means of starting the conversation around how do we have people focus more on their strengths and how do we realign the responsibilities to match those talents and strengths and passions.
Now, from working with so many different superstars in the business world, and you really work with them one-on-one and help them discover their unique abilities, what would you say are some of the qualities of a really successful entrepreneur?
Wow, I'm so much in awe of our entrepreneurial clients. I'll just throw out a few that come to mind. Resilience is a huge one. Ability to see obstacles not as obstacles, but just as, just part of the path, just little speed bumps, exactly. Ability to see opportunities where other people don't see opportunities. Ability to solve problems that other people can't solve. Determination, perseverance, hard work. There's a lot of hard work involved for sure. Intelligence. I mean, I get to work with these incredibly intelligent, really people who are committed to making a big impact, and they're willing to do a lot to get there. These are not lazy people for sure. And also a big, huge thing I would see as a constant theme is a huge vision, a vision of what's possible that other people don't see. And sometimes they forget other people don't see that. And that's part of their job is to communicate that. Self-confidence, I might say, is there as well as another common theme that I see in a lot of our clients.
Now, what's fascinating is that if I'm correct, some of these keywords that you're saying are from the StrengthsFinder, whereas for the as far as the Kolbe testing, Kolbe index, that could be all over the place.
It could be, for sure. We see a lot of innovators, a lot of long quick start from the Kolbe, but. We also have systems people. We also have systems people, or people who are incredible at doing analysis and finding information and gathering information that other people would never go to that degree that they would go. So whatever their niche is, they've carved it out and they've focused on their own unique ability within their own niche, and that's often how they've had their greatest success.
Now, does unique ability only apply, and you mentioned, of course, in a person's personal level and their business level, it will help for a person to understand their unique ability. Does it work in areas outside the bit? Let's say, for example, in sports, is it important for an athlete to really understand their own unique ability?
100%, I think, for sure. And I know Kathy Kolbe's done work with a lot of sports teams. Actually, she's worked with soccer teams and basketball teams. Mm-hmm. And, and if you look at the great coaches I think I'll go back to my days of watching basketball with Phil Jackson.
Okay.
And the Chicago
Bulls.
Yourself? And I know I'm dating myself, but he's written lots of books on teamwork and his ability to use and focus on people's unique abilities, really, and then work to get them together to work as a team is incredible. So, you've got certain people, even if you think of a relay race, you want to put the right people in the right position. You got some people who are really good at strategy, some people good at scoring, some people good on defense, some people good on offense. You want to have, again, a right fit for all of those. And that's where people are really going to shine. And there's probably a high degree of competition. If you look at Olympic mm-hmm. athletes, those people, probably have competition on their strengths finder like some other people.
As we approach the close, any final thoughts for the audience of Mind Your Business?
I just hope people are really encouraged to go out and take one step, at least just do one thing toward realizing and acknowledging and accepting and valuing your own unique ability, and start to look at the world through that, with that mindset that, hey, you have a unique ability. Why don't you start to figure out what it is and start figuring out everybody else is around you, and make sure that you're finding a spot where you are using your unique ability in the right culture, with the right team, the right audience. And that's how you're going to have the most fun, the most fulfilling life.
Wow. Julia, thank you so much for being with me on Mind Your Business.
My great pleasure. Thank you.
Wow. In case you missed it, again, it will be available on the podcast. Easily you could find it by going to WABCBizRadio.com, WABCBizRadio.com. I'll mention one more time the text message offer. If you text 66866, one word, bottom line, just the word bottom line as one word, to 66866, you'll automatically be entered into a drawing for Julia's new book, Unique Ability 2.0 Discovery. And if you want more information, you can go to uniqueability.com, uniqueability.com. Well, that brings to a close another great edition. Stay tuned for Red Eye coming up, and tune in again next Sunday night to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yisroch Saflis right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Every Sunday night from 11 until midnight on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.